Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I'm here with spiritual guru Deepak Chopra. He's written 86 books, many of them New York Times bestsellers, and is considered a pioneer in the fields of integrative medicine and personal transformation. But today, we're here to talk about five songs that have inspired him through his life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ Project. Dr. Chopra, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks for having me.
What's the first song you got for us?
Well, the first song I have for you is Michael Jackson's Earth Song, around 1995. You know, I had become very close with Michael and used to visit him regularly at Neverland. And he was in great anguish about the cruelty to the environment and animals in general. And he would talk about it, and he would even sometimes weep about the environment. He was very concerned about it. And we had these long conversations about the environment being our extended body, like the trees are our lungs and the earth recycles as our body, the air is our breath, and the stars and galaxies is the light that gives life to us on planet Earth. So for me, it was rare to see someone at that time, at his age, being so concerned about the environment. As you know, today we're going kind of backwards. Everything that we thought we were going to do about healing our environment, we're actually now regressing.
Yeah.
What have we done to the world? Look what we've done. What about all the peace that you pledge your only son? What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine?
Do you find that music is a useful tool in terms of just healing?
There's a lot of research on music and healing. So if you enjoy a particular type of music, and I give you Narcan. Narcan is a narcotic antagonist. It's what you give people when they overdose on heroin or something like that. So if I give you Narcan before, you will no longer enjoy that music, even though you've enjoyed it all your life. Which means that the music that you enjoy creates opiates in your body. Now, it so happens that it probably creates other things like dopamine and oxytocin, serotonin. So these are molecules that happen to be immunomodulators. They modulate or fine-tune the immune system. So music therapy has become a big thing for those of us who are interested in mind-body medicine.
That was Earth Song from Michael Jackson. What's the next track you got for us?
Well, the next track is very interesting. It's Brian Hyland's Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
Okay.
Now, you know, I was probably, how old was I? 1960. So I was exactly 14 years old. So I was in high school at that time. You know, we were just beginning to have our hormonal bursts as adolescents, and that song was on one of the radio shows in India, in New Delhi. I went to an Irish Christian missionary school. We were actually, all our teachers were Catholics and priests, so there was a girls' school across a convent, and we used to occasionally kind of go and peer outside the fence as the girls would peer across at us. So this song brings back memories of puberty.
It was an guess there isn't any more
That was Brian Hyland with Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. What's the next song you got for us?
The Beatles, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I was in medical school at that time, so it must have been after 67. I went to medical school in late 64, so I was already 3 years in medical school. We were in a medical school that had exchanged medical students program from one of the Rockefeller universities in New York. So these kids who were visiting us, they were experimenting with LSD. They asked us, invited us to participate in one or two sessions with them. Then they played this music, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I can tell you that that was a breakthrough for me. I mean, there was a lot of kind of opening to what is fundamental reality. Is our brain an editing machine that actually edits out a bigger reality for us? So that music was very meaningful to me, the music of the Beatles. 2 years after that, the Beatles came to India and Rishikesh to meet Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and of course I was a student of meditation later, but they were in the news big time, and the Beatles were a phenomenon in India. It was much later that I actually became friends with them.
Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you.
Imagine medical students tripping out on LSD to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds from the Beatles. What's the next song you got for us?
Well, the next track was published posthumously after George Harrison passed away. In 1988, I had written a book called Quantum Healing. I suddenly received a call out of the blue from George Harrison. And he said he wanted to meet me, and he spent a week with me. He was very much into the tenets of my book, which was all about how our state of consciousness influences our state of biology. Quantum Healing became a bestseller nationally, but it was also partly vilified by the medical establishment because there was no basis at that time, scientific basis, for mind-body healing. It's a big thing now, and I like to take credit for some of that. Anyway, we had a great time together, and we became friends. George and I then traveled to India together. We traveled all over Europe together. I went and spent time in the very, very early 90s with him before he was diagnosed to have, you know, his cancer. So I went and stayed with him, and every day he would take the chapter headings from my book and, you know, ask me questions about it. And then, you know, he would go off to his studio, etc. And then what happened is, after a week, I was leaving England, and he drove me to the airport. And as he was saying goodbye, he pulled out this little CD that he had made, and he said, "This is my gift to you. This is a song I wrote," and all the, by the way, the lyrics are from the chapter headings of my book, Quantum Healing. And, you know, it wasn't published. It was just a gift he had given to me as a token for our friendship. So after he passed away, I realized that I should at least let everyone know that I had the song, and I sent it to Olivia, his wife. And Olivia then had it published in the album that came out after he passed away. And so The Rising Sun is beautiful. You know, he uses words, the universe at play inside your DNA. You're a billion years old today. Now, where else would you find a lyric in the world with phrases like that, you know.
That was George Harrison with Rising Sun. So your last pick is a Barbra Streisand classic, The Way We Were, from the movie of the same name.
I heard this song when I was in New Jersey. It was after 1970. There was a movie, I think, around this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the movie. And then this song was very popular in that 1970, 71.
Mm-hmm.
And I was training as an intern in New Jersey in a small hospital. Here we were in the emergency room treating somebody who'd been shot by the mafia or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we were suturing his wounds, gunshot wounds. And in the background, this song would be playing. So it was kind of an interesting, as a flashback, I see myself treating wounds in the emergency room, in surgery, taking care of patients with heart attacks, doing cardiovascular resuscitation, and Barbra Streisand is singing in the background. So that was very interesting to me. And then many, many years later in the 80s, Barbara ended up coming to the center and we became friends. We still are.
Of the smiles we left behind, smiles we gave to one another for the way we were.
Well, Dr. Chopra, thank you so much for joining us here at KCRW.com.
Well, thank you. You brought back some good memories.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.